Step 2, painting your future, crafting your vision.
Now that you have a clear picture of where you are, let's talk about where you want to go.
I'll be upfront. Visioning exercises can feel cheesy. If you've ever been told to picture your dream life and felt nothing but skepticism, I understand. But here's why I'm asking you to do it anyway. Without a clear picture of where you're headed, you'll default to where you've been. Not because you lack ambition, but because the brain follows the path of least resistance. A vision, even an imperfect, evolving one, gives it somewhere new to go.
So I want you to imagine waking up 5 years from now, living your ideal life. Don't rush this. Let the picture fill in. What does your morning look like? Where are you living? What kind of work are you doing? And how does it feel? Who are you surrounded by? What have you accomplished that you're genuinely proud of? And here's a question most people forget. What have you let go of? Now here's a trap I want to help you avoid. Building a vision based on what you think you should want rather than what you actually want. Social media, family expectations, cultural norms, they all project images of the good life onto us. Some of those might genuinely be part of your vision, but some might be borrowed.
The test is simple. When you imagine having it, do you feel excitement in your chest or relief that you'd finally look successful? Excitement usually means it's yours. Relief usually means it's someone else's expectation you've been carrying. Keep what's yours. Let go of what's borrowed.